Tantor Audio presents Half Blood by Jennifer L. Armentrout. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. My eyes snapped open as a freakish sixth sense kicked my fight or flight response into overdrive. The Georgia humidity and the dust covering the floor made it hard to breathe. Since I'd fled Miami, no place had been safe. This abandoned factory had proved no different. The demons were here. I could hear them on the lower level, searching each room systematically, throwing open doors, slamming them shut. The sound threw me back to a few days ago, when I'd pushed open the door to Mom's bedroom. She'd been in the arms of one of those monsters beside a broken pot of hibiscus flowers. Purple petals had spilled across the floor, mixing with the blood. The memory twisted my gut into a raw ache, but I couldn't think about her right now. I jumped to my feet, halting in the narrow hallway, straining to hear how many demons were here. 3? More? My fingers jerked around the slim handle of the garden spade. I held it up, running my fingers over the sharp edges plated in titanium. The act reminded me of what needed to be done. Demons loathed titanium. Besides decapitation, which was way too gross, titanium was the only thing that would kill them. Named after the Titans, the precious metal was poisonous to those addicted to ether. Somewhere in the building, a floorboard groaned and gave way. A deep howl broke the silence, starting as a low whine before hitting an intense, shrill pitch. The scream sounded inhuman, sick, and horrifying. Nothing in this world sounded like a demon, a hungry demon. And it was close. I darted down the hallway, my tattered sneakers.